Jeremiah, chapter 46. The word of Yahweh which came to Jeremiah the prophet concerning the nations of Egypt, concerning the army of Pharaoh Necho king of Egypt, which was by the river Euphrates in Carchemish, which Nebuchadrezzar king of Babylon struck in the fourth year of Jehoiakim the son of Josiah, king of Judah. Prepare the buckler and shield, and draw near to battle. Harness the horses, and get up, you horsemen, and stand forth with your helmets, furbish the spears, put on the coats of mail. Why have I seen it? They are dismayed and are turned backward, and their mighty ones are beaten down, and have fled apace, and don't look back. Terror is on every side, says Yahweh. Don't let the swift flee away, nor the mighty man escape. In the north by the river Euphrates they have stumbled and fallen. Who is this that rises up like the Nile, whose waters toss themselves like the rivers? Egypt rises up like the Nile, and his waters toss themselves like the rivers, and he says, I will rise up, I will cover the earth, I will destroy cities and their inhabitants. Go up, you horses, and rage, you chariots, and let the mighty men go forth, Cush and Put, that handle the shield, and the Ludim, that handle and bend the bow. For that day is a day of the Lord, Yahweh of hosts, a day of vengeance, that he may avenge him of his adversaries, and the sword will devour and be satiate, and will drink its fill of their blood, for the Lord, Yahweh of hosts, has a sacrifice in the north country by the river Euphrates. Go up into Gilead, and take balm, O virgin daughter of Egypt, in vain you use many medicines, there is no healing for you. The nations have heard of your shame, and the earth is full of your cry, for the mighty man has stumbled against the mighty, they have fallen both of them together. The word that Yahweh spoke to Jeremiah the prophet, how that Nebuchadrezzar king of Babylon should come and strike the land of Egypt. Declare in Egypt, and publish in Migdol, and publish in Memphis and in Tapanhes, say, stand forth, and prepare yourself, for the sword has devoured round about you. Why has Apis fled? Your bull did not stop, because Yahweh drove him out. He stumbled much, yes, a man fell on his fellow man, and they said, Arise, and let us go again to our own people, and to the land of our nativity, from the oppressing sword. Call the name of Pharaoh king of Egypt, a noise that let the appointed time pass by. As I live, says the king, whose name is Yahweh of hosts, surely like Tabor among the mountains, and like Carmel by the sea, so he will come. O you daughter who dwells in Egypt, furnish yourself to go into captivity, for Memphis will become a desolation, and will be burned up, without inhabitant. Egypt is a very fair heifer, but destruction out of the north has come, it has come. Also her hired workers in the midst of her are like calves of the stall, for they also have turned back, they have fled away together, they did not stand, for the day of their calamity has come upon them, the time of their visitation. Her sound will be like a serpent going away, for they will march with an army, and come against her with axes, as hewers of wood. They will cut down her forest, says Yahweh, though it can't be searched, because they are more than the locusts, and are innumerable. The daughter of Egypt will be put to shame, she will be delivered into the hand of the people of the north. Yahweh of hosts, the God of Israel, says, Look, I will punish Ammon of No, and Pharaoh, and Egypt, with her gods, and her kings, even Pharaoh, and those who trust in him. And I will deliver them into the hand of those who seek their souls, and into the hand of Nebuchadrezzar king of Babylon, and into the hand of his slaves, and afterward it will be stayed in, as in the days of old, says Yahweh, but don't be afraid, O Jacob my slave, neither be dismayed, O Israel, for, look, I will save you from afar, and your seed from the land of their captivity, and Jacob will return, and will be quiet and at ease, and none will make him afraid. Don't you be afraid, O Jacob my slave, says Yahweh, for I am with you, for I will make a full end of all the nations where I have driven you, but I will not make a full end of you, but I will correct you in measure, and will in no way leave you unpunished.